The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The way that wolves organize themselves into hunting packs depends upon the number of participating wolves and the social status of each wolf. The methods show a striking resemblance to human-run businesses, which serve as another example of animal cooperation to meet a shared goal. In the case of wolves, that goal is to kill other animals for survival. There are benefits and drawbacks to such cooperation, however. The cooperation of multiple hunters presumably sometimes allows them to successfully capture prey that none of them would be able to capture on their own. This is the benefit of cooperation. On the other hand, those hunting together have to share their spoils, and this is the cost of cooperation. When hunting prey, such as elk, the best number of wolves in a pack is 4 or 5. The wolves can then form a full circle around the victim. Once surrounded, the victim has little chance of escaping. This type of pack is also successful because each wolf participant gets a nice share of the meat reward, sustaining them and motivating them to work hard during the next hunt. Wolf hunting parties larger than 4 or 5 often involve adults demonstrating to young how to bring down their prey.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.